Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ministry and government have played a big role in the life of Max Fowler. Some would say, those two are not supposed to go together, church and government. Someone else would say, in contrast, of course they go together. You can't separate the two. Our guest shares how his background in ministry has enabled him a unique perspective. Perspective. What's your perspective on life? What's your perspective about spirituality, about God? Do you have a relationship with God? Is that important to you? If not, why not? And if it is and you don't have a relationship with God, why not? Especially because you can. You can know God and know that God knows you. This is possible because God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you've been, whatever you've done, there is always hope in Jesus. There is forgiveness. There are new beginnings in Jesus Christ. Would you open your heart to Jesus today? Max Fowler was born and raised in Honolulu. He earned his bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He received a certificate in theological studies from Cambridge University and a master in religion from International College and Graduate School, now Hawaii Theological Seminary. Max is the associate pastor at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship. He's married to Vanessa. They have three children, Miley, Sky, and Cruz. This is a pre-recorded interview with Max Fowler. Sit back, enjoy, and Suzanne Maurer and I will be back in a few moments with some reflections. Where did you grow up? I know born and raised in Hawaii, but more specifics.
I grew up in Ainahaina Valley. And we went to Ainahaina Elementary School, my brothers and I. And as we got a little bit older, we moved out of Ainahaina to Kuleo'o.
Yay!
And not quite Hawaii Kai, a little bit separate. And ended up going to New Valley Intermediate and Kaiser High School.
Who influenced you most, Max, in your growing up years?
Growing up years, you know, my mother had passed away 5 years ago, so I was just thinking about it recently, and she was really my biggest influence by far.
In what way?
She was a single mom for my two brothers and I growing up. I have two younger brothers, Ben and Ike, and they had gone through a messy divorce when I was about 5 years old, and my mom raised me, my brothers, by cleaning houses, doing whatever she could just to get to pay the rent and everything. And she provided everything, and we had a lot large support network from her family and all of our uncles, aunties, and coaches and everybody. And we just loved my mom so much.
How did that affect you, your parents divorcing so early?
Well, we had, you know, there was a lot of violence, drugs, alcohol, and as little kids, I think, you know, it's it's really emotionally scarring. And, I mean, could go on a whole show about this, but, one night my mom just had enough, and she had tried to leave before, but she said, you know, she gave us each a plastic bag after my dad had drove off, and she said, fill it up, kids, we're leaving. And so we each ran to our room and put in any kind stuffed animals or whatever we could. And I just vividly remember that moment. We had an auntie come pick us up. This is in Kona. We lived in Kona at the time. And my dad came in through the door. And my auntie's, he knocked the door down and right hooked my mom over the couch. I just remember it. The police picked him up and everything. But as little kids, it's just hard. And so we, you know, growing up, and you just trying to make sense of it all. We didn't have Christ in our lives at the time. So it was pretty difficult emotionally, I think.
And Max, does that mean that as a result of that, then did you immediately move to Honolulu?
Then we moved over from Kona at that time to Ainaina to live with my grandmother.
So you not only lost your dad and your home and everything kind of that you knew, which mm-hmm. I understand had its difficulties, and then you're all of a sudden living on another island with mm-hmm. your grandmother. Wow.
Mm-hmm. As you go back and, well, you've graciously allowed us to come back with you to this moment of reflection. How did you become a Christian?
You know, I think that God uses everything. And going through some of those hard times, we got into more trouble growing up, you know, my brothers and I. And we were, you know, good kids, but also rascal kids, too.
Little Kolohe?
Yeah, little. And we were always just looking for love, you know, looking for healing. And so I had graduated 1995 from Kaiser and went off to college. And my younger brother, Ben, he's 2 years younger than I am, he had become a Christian. And while I was away, and he'd call me up and tell me about Jesus, and I'd say, hey, get out of the cult, brother. Get out of the cult while you can.
This is being taped, you know.
So that's what I thought about it, Christianity at the time.
Where were you on the mainland?
I was in Oregon.
Oregon.
And so I said, you know, wait till I get home. I'm going to talk to you about this.
I'm straightening you out.
Yeah. And he straightened me out. So he showed me these Bible passages, tell me about Jesus and that he was a historical figure. He gave me all these books. And, you know, I don't want my kid brother telling me what is right. But I'm actually listening and actually reading. And he was going to a Hope Chapel Hoikai at the time and helping with the worship and Regan Mira, Ross Yamamoto and Kimmy and everybody. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I walk into the service and I don't necessarily believe in Jesus yet, but tears just coming down my face. I felt like there's something here. I got to know. My brother just continued to talk to me about Jesus. And one day he sang a song on his guitar, and it was my mom and Ben and I. And I said, hey, what do I have to do to become a Christian, man? What do I say, a prayer or something? And he just led my mom and I and him in a held hands, and we prayed together.
May I just share?
Yeah.
That by God's grace, Hope Chapel Hawaii Kai was birthed in our living room in 1988 through Ralph Moore and Sumo Sato. And we lasted 2 weeks in our home and then down to Mariners Cove Bay Club for 2 weeks and then off to Job Corps because it just grew exponentially. And praise God, what a joy to hear that.
Thank you. I'm giving you a high five.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moved, I'm touched. I mean, this is beyond words. I'm looking at Suzanne, mm-hmm. and Suzanne, you didn't even know.
I had no idea.
Brought Max here. Well, I must say, well, Suzanne, you were certainly deeply touched, weren't you, at that time, to hear some of the fruit of the ministry that you helped start, you and Roland helped start, and there, Max Fowler.
It really is still touching, even today, and I'm just thinking of visiting with Ralph Moore recently and mm-hmm. Thinking about starting that little church, and I had no idea about Max, so what a special time.
Well, it is the life of faith. Trusting in God, it's a very real experience, meaning there are things that God prompts us to do, impressions that he gives, direction, directives, through his word, through the confirmation of others who are believers, mentors, in a discipleship process, and we follow. Not always knowing what's around the corner on the next turn of life or the next few turns of life. And sometimes there are reasons to doubt. Others may even question why we do certain things because it doesn't make sense. But we're trusting that indeed God's, number one, God is a God of purpose. Number two, that God's ways are higher than our ways. And trusting him to take the next step, we can rest assured that God has a plan and there is fruit to be born as we live by faith.
Yes.
You saw that in studio when we were there with Max.
Yes.
My friend, today, you may be challenged with an opportunity, I'll say it that way, an opportunity to trust God, but it might not make sense. And yet you sense a very strange sense of peace that you don't normally have. And those who you trust, as spiritual leaders who know the word are saying, I think the Lord may be leading you this way. And yet, it seems so strange in that it's not what everyone else does. And yet God is leading you. What will you do? Who knows? There may be a Max Fowler that will come to Christ through your ministry. There may be a person who may lead many others to the Lord, maybe influence in politics or as a teacher or as a coach, someone who will be converted to Jesus Christ because of something you do today that may seem so small to you, you might not even realize it.
You sometimes have no idea.
When we come back, more from Max Fowler, Pastor Max Fowler, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Max Fowler has a passion to encourage the church to go and take the good news of Jesus out into the world, both locally and globally. And what a sweet spirit he possesses. He has a smile in his voice when you hear him. Max is being used by God in some very unique ways. You can find out more about him and the ministry. He's the associate pastor at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship. Find out more at kcfhawaii.org. Again, kcfhawaii.org. Maybe you tuned in to this segment, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, and you say, hey, I want to make sure I get this entire program. You can certainly do that. But I would encourage you also, though, as you listen to it, think about a family member or a friend you might want to pass it on to. This would be a good outreach to share with someone and maybe bring them to the Lord through that. Now, here's more of this pre-recorded interview with Max Fowler, and Suzanne Maurer and I will come back with a few more reflections. So, Max, you come to Christ. Now, we know that Hope yeah. Chapel, Hawaii Kai, special to Suzanne, very special to Suzanne. And now you become a follower of Christ. How did you grow as a believer?
Well, I was involved in their church, and then I kind of said, I'm going to venture out, check out some other churches. And then I said, I'm going to move to the mainland. And I actually moved to Arizona for a little while. And they told me, we got to get plugged into a church. And I went up there, and I was looking around, didn't get plugged in, and next thing you know it, I was back to my old ways, doing the old, same old stuff. I did that for about 3 years, and I think I was worse off than when I started. And I knew the truth, but I didn't know how to live it out. I didn't have any power to do that.
Did you take your Bible with you?
I took my Bible.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I didn't read it.
Okay.
But I had it.
Okay.
Well, then I decided, you know, one of my buddies had come back to the Lord at that time. I had moved back to Hawaii since. I was living here for a few years. And I kind of dabble in and out of church. But when I saw my buddy come back to the Lord, I said, you know what, I think it's time. But I just didn't know how to live it out. And then I had a friend, Chris Barron.
Oh.
And you know Chris well. And he had called me, talked to me about someone named the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he told me about the Holy Spirit. And I said, why didn't you tell me this 3 years ago? And I had gone to a retreat where they had said, well, if anybody wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized with the Holy Spirit, stand up. And there was about 200 young adults there, and I stood up. A whole bunch of us stood up, and they prayed, and I really, it was an amazing supernatural time. Actually, I felt jolts of energy coming through me. I had my eyes closed. I looked a little weird. I might have done some shaking. I'm not quite sure. And then I opened up my eyes, and everybody else around me was sitting down.
I love it.
And I had another that week at Hope Chapel Hawaii Kai again. I went back and the pastor there was talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And this time it was, I went up and I was bawling my eyes out. And
your eyes were leaking?
Yeah. Mm. For the second time in my life, no. And I was just bawling and everything came out that night. It was really, I think, a time of repentance and being cleansed. And so it was a matter of a short time span, 1 or 2 weeks, where three incidents, just the Lord just filling me with his power. Mm-hmm. Filling me with the Holy Spirit.
Had you seen a change in Ben?
I had seen a change in Ben, major change.
But that wasn't enough to spark so...
Yeah, I mean, you know, spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
Now, how did you end up studying at the University of Cambridge?
So I had gone to UH... And during my last semester there, I met my wife. We shared an office, and I was, you know, really trying to get her to notice me, and she didn't give me the time of day. And after a few months of that, I had a great friend, Jed Davis, who went to law school with her at UH. And so he pulled some strings. And we were able to go out on a date, and we got married in 2003, in January. And we said, she's from Europe. She grew up in France and spent some time studying in Europe. And she said, you know, Max, you really got to check it out. You got to explore the world a little. And we thought, yeah, let's pray about it. So we looked into different programs. And we found this great program in Cambridge, Ridley Hall. It's an Anglican seminary, Church of England seminary there. Mm-hmm. And we were able to study there together. Both of us studied for a year.
So was she a Christian when you married her?
She was a Christian.
And help me know, where were you with your walk at that time?
Good question, Suzanne. So at that time, I had been following the Lord, and there was a call to ministry in my life. There was a call to study the Bible, and I was at a baptism, and four of my friends were getting baptized, and I sensed the Lord speaking to me and saying, this is what I want you to do. And so I said, well, where do I begin? So I knew I needed to study the Bible. So I started at International College in Nuku'anu. Great professors there at the time, and was a lot of fun, and we found out about this program through one of the professors there, John Rawlings, actually.
Mm-hmm. I know John. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you're called to ministry. Now you're an associate pastor at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship. In between, there have been involvements, very key involvements, in the political arena. How did that emerge from a background in ministry and pastoring?
Well, we were in the community of Liliha, and I was community pastor there. And so I think I started in 2005. And when we were there, we moved into the community behind the church. We lived in the parsonage, and we became missionaries to the community, my family and I. And so we were on this journey to help take our church and the church, different churches in our community, outside of the four walls of our churches. And so we began praying for our community, doing prayer walks, meeting our neighbors, and the Lord led us to bless our schools, continue to just be salt and light in our community, and we continue to see God's anointing and hand and miracles happen in our community with different people. Like I said, Lanakila Elementary School. And I always told the Lord, Lord, I would love to meet these neighbors.
Max Fowler is being drawn in to the political arena through ministry. Now, that might sound a bit odd to someone.
Is that an oxymoron?
Well, that's what a person may think. But in his case, in his life, as we will soon see or hear, he went further. And I think historically, Suzanne, there are many examples of godly people who have been involved in the political arena. People have it on both sides. This is a point of contention. But there is something to be said about involvement. And the other thing about politics is, you know, people say, well, it's a very dirty game, the game of politics. Well, I think there's a certain level of courage that political leaders have. And part of that courage has to do with the willingness to get their hands in the mix. It's a game of compromise, and many believers just hate that word. And yet there's an axe to grind that people feel. Suzanne, I observe this, where people can complain about what is or what isn't being done, and yet that very same person or persons don't want to get involved. Let someone else do the dirty work. And yet they do, and they get the influence because they're in position to make a difference.
Well, and if I can just add, today, every aspect of your life is unfolded and revealed and just gone over with a magnifying glass. So it definitely takes courage to go into the political realm today, in my opinion.
And not only with the magnifying glass of things that are actually there, things are created that aren't even there.
Yes.
And perceptions are literally created in order to detract or to take away from or to besmirch your character. It takes a great deal of courage. Well, when we come back, Max Fowler, we'll talk about his journey into the political arena. And, you know, Suzanne and I, we always can get very much engaged as we listen and as we talk with each other, my friend, and with you. When we come back from our break, more from Max Fowler, heart to heart with you. You know, the thing I like about Max, very special. Remember I mentioned you could hear the smile in his voice?
I was actually going to say that exact same thing when you said it, Danny. You really can.
And I felt that the first time I met him, which was years ago. And yet again, when he came into the studio and we recorded our interview with him. And what a blessing he is. What a pastor.
Yes.
More from Max Fowler when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, so what would you do if God called you into politics? Would you go? You say, Danny, that's a trick question. You shouldn't ask that kind of question. What do you mean, would I go? Well, would you do it? Well, of course, there are many things involved when I ask that question. So there's a lot that goes along with it. Well, Max Fowler, Pastor Max Fowler, was being called into the political arena as he was doing ministry. And that's where we went to our break before our last, in our last segment. You can find out more about Pastor Max at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship at kcfhawaii.org. You can get this program and listen to it, share it with a friend. I know it's going to be a blessing, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And now here's more with Max Fowler, a pre-recorded interview, and Suzanne and I will be back with a few more comments, reflections in a moment.
Continue to just be salt and light in our community. And we continue to see God's anointing and hand and miracles happen in our community with different people. Like I said, Lanakila Elementary School. And I always told the Lord, Lord, I would love to meet these neighbors, these thousands of homes, because it's so, you want them to come to churches, to the church, but we're called to go to them. And so I said, Lord, I'd love to meet them. And the Lord has a sense of humor. So one day I ended up, he called me to run for office, and I'm knocking on every door, getting to meet every neighbor in their homes twice.
What was that experience like?
Wow. I think it was just an extension of ministry, continued ministry to the community. And we all have a different calling. Could be in any area, you know, any government position, teaching, athletics, the arts, wherever it is the Lord calls you, and you just hear the call and obey and do it. And so we were really trying to continue that and bless them in Jesus' name and serve the community. And we knew that the Lord had called us to do it as a family, called me to do it, to run for the House of Representatives and make a difference in that sphere, the government sphere. Mm-hmm. And we were able to work within that sphere and bring Jesus and be salt and light in that sphere. And I think we did see the kingdom grow. I think we were able to bless people in Jesus' name and add something to those neighbors that we met, to the way that we conducted ourselves, mm-hmm. To the way that we were to meet different people in the political sphere.
So you lost the election and you won for the kingdom.
That's right. That's what we felt.
Your children got to watch and experience that with you. And, of course, Vanessa. An amazing family adventure.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Of course, it was hard work, and we're working out of our comfort zone. I was definitely out of my comfort zone in many areas. But the Lord, you know, gives you the right words at the right time. And you learn so much by losing. Mm-hmm. You don't learn so much in the hard times. And our whole family grew tremendously.
Well, what have you learned? I mean, if you could share some of those golden nuggets with us. It takes a great deal of courage, from my perspective, Max, to examine a loss emotionally, psychologically, in so many ways. But one who has the courage to dissect, to analyze, to go back and look, there are things found there that do not get revealed in any other way. So I'm wondering if you could share some things that you've learned in that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've learned that it hinges on the church. I was really encouraged to see different people within our church network, in our community, step up. And sometimes you get disappointed where you think the church should come out even harder and more for these candidates, especially if there's somebody who is a solid Christian candidate. And the church would support them. So I saw the good and maybe the not so good on that. And we have to, as a church, continue to do that and pray. Continue to get out there and make a difference in that sphere. I've also learned that no matter how busy it gets, if you are all out of whack with your family, then it's all for nothing. And so we tried our best to take a Sabbath day during the whole process, during the election. We tried to give back to the community. So we actually used funds to bless our schools. We had 4 different schools. They said, oh, no, you can't do that. They even had all kinds of lawyers come out and say, oh, that's not legal. But we checked, double-checked, triple-checked. It was legal. So we gave back to the community during the process of the campaign, win or lose. And we just tried to do things differently, mm-hmm. the way we thought the Lord would want us to do it. And not sacrifice everything on that altar and lose maybe your integrity, maybe lose your family. Mm. And so...
Were there moments of testing?
Oh, definitely.
Temptation, where you were at the on the edge or the threshold of, if you make this decision, you know you're moving in another direction, a direction that's challenging your original core beliefs. Have you faced those moments?
There were a few times in that campaign where we were as a team, and it was learned a lot about developing a solid team and working together as a team, because somebody who's a candidate's not doing it alone. Mm-hmm. And so we were tested as a team to really cut some corners and maybe get this endorsement. But what did that mean in return?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the way that we raise money, what kinds of resources we want to put into that, or this person and time with relationships and to these people who we know would. And in the end, I don't think we're perfect, but I really believe that the Lord has helped us to make those really big, solid decisions, and we're honoring of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you've gone through testing indeed. He went through that, Suzanne. He and Vanessa, they went through those testing moments. As I'm listening, I'm in my own moment of reflection as I listen to Max. What are you, Suzanne? What do you reflect on as you listen to him, having gone through that political journey?
Well, it's fun for me because my father was a politician. He was an undefeated politician, unlike Max, back in the 50s. And so I would go to council meetings with him, legislative meetings. And the thing that is interesting to me is my father ended up leaving politics. He never lost an election. But for him, he came to the realization that he could do more behind the scenes than to actually hold an elected office. And I believe the same has been true for Max, very much so.
In the case of your father, Suzanne,
yes,
this is all in reflection to mm-hmm. what Max is saying. Why did he come to that conclusion?
Well, this will make our listeners chuckle, because this was back in the 1950s, but he became so disillusioned with the lobbying, the dishonesty, the deal-making behind closed doors. Even back in the 50s, he found it to be very corrupt, and he wasn't willing to compromise his positions, his beliefs, and so he actually left it. And then he became a mentor for Senator Mark Hatfield, who was a United States Senator in Oregon for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Back to Max, I really do believe that he has continued to shine a light and be a significant person in our community, even not holding that public office.
So one may not hold public office and can still make a difference.
Absolutely.
We agree about that. I think also, as we go to break, all the more, Suzanne Maurer, we need to be praying for our political leaders.
Absolutely.
How many of us are like you? Not many, who lived in the home of a political leader.
Yes.
It's hard to imagine, unless one is in it, or one grows up in a family like that, what that leader goes through, what the family goes through, and we should be praying. You might not even agree with some of the decisions that some leaders make. I think as a believer in Jesus, if you are a believer in Jesus, then prayer is part of the calling that we have.
Well, it's biblically. We're called to pray for our leaders. And it doesn't say whether you agree with them or not. God put them in the position of leadership. He put them in office if you're a believer. And so biblically, we're called to pray for our leaders.
Well, there's the challenge. When we come back from our break, Max Fowler will share more. Because he's stepped out, as he has that much more depth to share because of experience. The experiences of life. There's a lot that goes with that.
I love that he did it as a family, Danny. He even involved his children and took them door to door. That's quite remarkable.
And at the same time, Suzanne, I do wonder if today someone is being called to step out, knowing the muck, the mire that goes on, but a calling is pulling them. This is a huge sacrifice. Bring it before God, pray, get others to pray, and we'll be back with more from Max Fowler.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Write this down. Remember this. KCFHawaii.org. KCFHawaii.org. That's how you can find out more about Associate Pastor Max Fowler at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship. This is a pre-recorded interview, and in this last segment, we're going back to hear Max, our time with him, and Suzanne will and I will come back with some closing thoughts, but open your heart, open your mind and your ears to hear what the Lord will have to say. Through Max Fowler.
I don't think we're perfect, but I really believe that the Lord has helped us to make those really big, solid decisions, and we're honoring of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you've gone through with your soul intact?
I can say definitely yes. There might be a little PTSD attached to it, and it takes a little while, maybe a year. Or two, to come out of it. But the soul is intact. Family is intact. You know, relationship with the Lord is there. And he was carrying us along the whole way.
Share with me, Suzanne, our listener. Share with us about your ministry at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship.
So I'm the associate pastor there, and I have the privilege of working alongside a great team. Senior pastor there is Mark Morimoto, and we have another associate pastor, worship pastor, Sunny Hong. And we have an awesome team and an awesome church. And I've been there for 4 years now. And one of the great ministries I'm blessed to help lead is something called the Alpha Course. Mm-hmm. And so coming out of the election, I'm asking the Lord, okay, what next? And he was directing me to evangelism. And that's always been an area that I've particularly felt called to helping to take the church outside of the church into the community. And the Alpha Course is something that we picked up in England, well, our time there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had run four courses before coming over to Kakaako Christian Fellowship. And then 2 years ago, we started our first course there. And we just finished last month our fourth course.
Tell us about the Alpha Course and what you've seen God do in the lives of people from an evangelistic standpoint.
And how our listeners can find out if they're not familiar with the Alpha Course, please.
Well, the Alpha Course is really, it's built so that somebody who is brand new to Christianity doesn't know a thing, or even antagonistic, can come in and ask any kinds of questions they would like to, and it would be a safe space. Somebody said that it's a safe space in between the church and the culture, where people can meet, they come and have a dinner or a meal, and in the eating and just hanging out, so many walls are broken down. And then we watch a video, and the videos are usually about half an hour long. And somebody would think, watching a video is so boring. But these videos are well done. And Nikki Gumbel, he leads the Alpha Course from a church called Holy Trinity Brompton in London. They do an excellent job with these videos. You can also do live talks.
Mm-hmm.
You can have somebody who's skilled at that give a live talk. I've seen it done that way. It works well, too, if you have the right person doing it. And then you break up into small groups. And you can feel safe, that safe space to ask any kind of questions. We bring up the bigger questions of life. And it just gives you some time to be together, to make friends, to ask these important questions, or just listen if you like. And you see over the course of maybe 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, however many weeks you want to do the course, people slowly but surely, all these walls get broken down and the Holy Spirit speaks to them and their heart becomes softer and softer. And it's really cool to see the transformation happen.
Hmm. Are those DVDs available online?
The DVDs are available online. You can go to the Alpha Course or Alpha USA and find them all online.
Is it alphausa.com?
Alphausa.com.
Mm-hmm. And learn about the Alpha program.
You can learn all about it. Excellent videos. They even have a Alpha for Youth series.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all excellently well done, modern, hip, up to date.
If I may just say, that's how I met Max, Danny, and his wife Vanessa is this most recent Alpha Course. And they do a wonderful job of just comfortably presenting this to the people and community. Very well done.
That was one of the best Alpha Courses we had done. So much fun. And we were actually in the same small group.
Mm-hmm. It's really...
What
wonderful.
Kind of things come up in the conversation, questions people ask, or how does the interaction go?
Well, you can have a really quiet group where nobody wants to say anything and they think, I'm just going to stick out like a sore thumb. You can have a really loud group. Everybody there feeds off each other. Yeah, I didn't think Christianity was true. It's just a myth. And, you know, how do you know the Bible's true? And then you have anywhere in between. And so usually you'll get somebody who will kind of shyly, but they really, it's been boiling up to the surface, and they'll sort of let out, well, how do you know it's true? And in any different form. And the group is so much fun. Sometimes you'll maybe get a Bible basher in the group. Well, let me tell you, this is how it is. The best groups, though, work with, well, let me share it a little bit now, but not everything. And
so he's leaving some for more. as Max, you know, it's good insight about sharing. We don't always, when we're sharing the love of Christ or presenting the gospel, it's not always that we have to just load it up and, well, build it up and unload all at once. Right, Suzanne?
Yes, and the wonderful thing about Alpha is it's not threatening in any way. There's no wrong answer. There's no criticism of anyone that expresses a disbelief or even challenging. They don't argue back. And so week after week, you just see people relaxing in the comfort of the group that they're in. And I was very impressed. I think it's a wonderful program.
What a journey Max Fowler has had.
Yes.
Suzanne. I mean, from his growing up years on the neighbor island, mm-hmm. and what he experienced with his mom and dad and the divorce and what he's had to see, and then to come here, go to Oahu and then end up at Cambridge University.
Yes.
And then politics, and now in the ministry with Pastor Mark Morimoto, the senior pastor there at Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship. And, oh, what a blessing to have a senior pastor like Pastor Mark and then an associate pastor like Pastor Max Fowler. Well, we see the hand of God on his life, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And my friend, as you've listened to Pastor Max, maybe you want to connect with him or find out more about Kaka'ako Christian Fellowship, you can certainly do that at kcfhawaii.org. Well, it certainly was a blessing to be with Max today, Suzanne. And thank you for being with me there when we recorded it with him.
Yes, this was really fun.
Well, I hope, dear one, as you've listened today to Max, that you've been touched. And again, you can find out more about him at kcfhawaii.org. You'll find more inspirational stories of hope and faith at thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's always a blessing to be with you. And this is a special time for us to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is a perfect time for you to go ahead and, yeah, open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support and prayer, go ahead, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 89, verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Max Fowler. Find out more at kcfhawaii.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.